Welcome to the Visual Storytelling Podcast. Let's discuss how you can learn photography by yourself. Learning photography on your own can be an exciting and rewarding journey. Here are some steps to get you started. Number one, understand the basics. Familiarize yourself with the fundamental concepts of photography, such as exposure, composition, aperture, shutter speed, ISO, and focus. Online tutorials, books, or courses can provide a solid foundation. I rely quite heavily on YouTube if I'm struggling to understand something. That's just because of the way that I learn. I am more of a visual learner, I'm more of a doer than I am sitting there reading from a book. So I will always turn to the online tips, tricks, and tutorials from places like YouTube. Number two, get to know your camera. Study the functions and settings of your camera. Experiment with different modes and settings to understand how they affect your photos. Read the camera manual or search for online resources specific to your camera model. This is a big one for me. Got to know your camera. If you're going to improve in photography, you've got to know how your tool works. So number three, practice regularly. Take your camera out regularly and practice capturing a variety of subjects and scenes. Experiment with different lighting conditions, angles, and compositions. The more you shoot, the more you'll learn and improve. Number four, study composition. Learn about the principles of composition, such as the rule of thirds, leading lines, symmetry, and framing. Apply these techniques to add visual interest and impact to your photos. Number five, study light. Light plays a crucial role in photography. Learn to observe and manipulate light to create different moods and effects. Understand concepts like natural light, artificial light, golden hour, and the use of flash. Number six, analyze and critique. This is quite difficult for a lot of people, especially when you are looking to critique your own work. So review your own photos critically and analyze what works and what doesn't. Seek feedback from others. Join photography communities or participate in photography challenges to gain diverse perspectives. But remember, others' views of your work is subjective. It's still important to take on board other people's opinions of your work, but if you don't agree with it, that's absolutely fine. It doesn't mean you or they are either right or wrong. It's simply a difference of opinion. However, don't be too hasty to dismiss what they're saying, because there may just well be some valuable takeaways in what they say. Number seven, learn from others. Study the work of established photographers. Analyze their techniques, styles, and compositions. Attend workshops, exhibitions, or join photography groups to learn from and network with fellow photographers. It's important to remember there is a distinct difference between learning from others and flat out copying their style. My advice would be to take different aspects from a small number of photographers that you like and then develop your own unique styles. Number eight, edit and post process. Learn basic photography editing techniques to enhance your images. Software like Adobe Lightroom or free alternatives can be valuable tools for adjusting exposure, color, and other aspects of your photo. A key takeaway when editing and post-processing, and something if you're first starting out is very, very easy to fall into, and that's over-editing and over-post-processing. Start small, tweak minor things like the exposure, the clarity, the color, the contrast, just a little bit at a time. It's very, very easy to go all in and crazy to begin with. Just remember, you need to dial it back a bit. Number nine, share your work. Share your photos online through platforms like Instagram or your personal website. Engage with the photography community, seek feedback, and learn from others. If you're first starting out, In fact, this applies whether you're established or just starting out. When you put your work out there for everybody to critique, you are going to find that there are some who find joy in pulling other people down and offering negative critiques of your work. The important thing to remember is that photography is subjective. They may not like it. If they don't like it and they feel the need to put it down and slate it effectively, ignore them, just move on. Anybody who is worth listening to and networking with is going to offer you constructive criticism. This is a community. Photography, video, the creative arts itself is a community, and people are here to help one another. So ignore the haters, listen to the people who are offering constructive criticism. You may not agree with it, and that's absolutely fine, but listen, because that will help you grow as a photographer. Remember, practice, experimentation, and perseverance are key to improving your photography skills. Enjoy the process and let your creativity flourish. If you are new to photography and you found this helpful, then why not let me know by leaving a comment? If you are already on your photographic journey and think there are steps that should have been included, then please share them in the comments. Until next time, be creative, be inspired, be you.